Today on Media Litter Sandwich, we talk about art, some combat art,
and just all sorts of, like, even comic book art, Silver Surfer stuff, with Durwood Coffee, which someone called the Fish Guy.
Hey, Fish! Hey, didn't you paint, like, a painting with whales? And, wait, aren't whales in a pod?
Oh, Pod Bros!
Bros,
yeah,
yes!
Yeah, we love Pod Bros, yeah, Pod Bros.
Podbros.com.
Yeah. Check them out. Welcome to episode 36 of Media Litter Sandwich. With me is Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com.
William from
AllAboutWilliam.com.
And I'm Scotty Myali, better known as Toden from Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK. And with us, we've been listening to stories about art and just amazing things all day now. We're with
Durwood Coffee. This is great.
Thank you for being with us, Durwood.
Oh, well, thank you for having me here. This is really excellent.
We've got a great artist in our midst.
Well, don't be going on.
I mean, Toden introduced, kind of brought him into the, introduced us to him. And Toden, what are we going to talk about today with Durwood?
Well, I want to talk about, I mean, there's so much to talk about. I mean, you were the first airbrush artist to work on a poster for Silver Surfer. You've done corporate jobs for a long time doing, like, I believe those billboards.
Oh, WGR was, yes. I did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you have a current show going on. You do a you have art that's licensed on, on lighters. Of course, no one smokes anymore, but they're on lighters and on puzzles.
And you work with charities. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just I do want. There's one story. I mean, you've been telling great stories, but one story I would love to hear again. How you got discovered while in the Marine Corps. You actually joined to be a grunt, and while in boot camp, something happened.
So there, in fact, me and your dad, we went in on a buddy system. We joined the Marines, and so we're a couple weeks into the Marines. We're in a parking lot, standing on an area. You know what I mean? And someone says, "Hey, who's an artist?" And there's me and nine other guys raised our hand. We're artists. You know what I mean? So then, anyways, we went into a room. And then all these people, these other nine guys, they were looking for rulers and, T-squares because they weren't artists. They were architects.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
The guy put some, eight and a half by 11 paper that runs the, typewriter. He says, "Here, draw something." So I drew a stegosaurus, I drew a battleship, and I drew a tank. You know, and they actually looked like what I drew. I mean, they weren't. Mm-hmm. They were not anything, but the guy said, "Oh, hey, you're an artist. There you go." And then they made me a 1461, which is a combat artist.
Right on. Now, what year was this?
That was 69.
During Vietnam, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
wow.
I believe you missed Woodstock because you went to boot camp.
Yeah, everyone went east, and I went west, you know what I mean? I'll be honest with you, I was not aware of Woodstock going on. Not that I would have, anyway, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Living, at that time, I grew up in Dearborn, and Dearborn was kind of like, like baked bread, I guess. You didn't venture out of Dearborn.
Oh, yeah. Like a hobbit.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Stayed in the Shire.
And then we joined the Marine Corps. He goes, "Holy cow, look what's going on." You know what I mean? It was
Absolutely. So what is a combat artist?
Well, they would just draw, One area of combat artists is that you go out there and you're going to draw the scenery. So they have an idea. It's like maps. But I mean, I'm doing the artwork of giving an idea. You can talk about where you're going, and I can give you a visual of what you're going to be running into.
Oh, okay.
So, it's just now what you think of a combat artist, and this I did find out later on, where they show people fighting and all that.
Yeah.
Well, the military and the Pentagon, they would hire, which is wise, they would have big name artists to produce these beautiful pieces of artwork. And for some reason, that's what I was going to do in my craziness, my youth. I'm thinking, but I would, I wasn't that good of an artist to even do that anyways at that point. So I was just anything they want drawn, they would draw. But what ended up happening, General Brown at El Toro in Laguna Beach, he wanted an artist on his staff. And so when your dad, he flew from El Toro to Vietnam, he wasn't exactly waving to me, if I can say that, because he waved.
I'm sure he was waving something.
Yeah, he had a gesture, you know what I mean? And then, you know, for my 2 years, I was just at El Toro, Laguna Beach. It was hell.
They kept you busy. Let me ask you, now, Toten was bringing up that you were working on greeting cards for the... For the Marines?
Birthday.
That's how my dad likes to put it.
Yeah, I did the general's birthday card, you know, each year. But then,
general's birthday card.
Yeah, you know, and then I was doing manuals for, they would have like Operation Thumper. Okay. So I did the rabbit from Disney, Thumper, and put in a circle with a Phantom jet. You know,
they allowed you to use a Walt Disney character for this.
Walt Disney's not on base. How do they know?
Oh, there you go.
you know, copyright. Don't get me wrong, and if the Chinese are listening, they believe in this. If nobody says anything, you just use it till someone says, hey, you know, there's copyright laws are shaky. So
use it now, apologize later.
That's right, you know.
Right, and those were different times. It was harder for people to know when you're violating copyright.
Right, but we weren't. But the big violation of copyright is if you're making money, that's wrong. I mean, you can use any of your figures. And all they can do is come and say, please don't use it anymore. But if you're making money, then you're going to get sued, I guess. You know?
Right. On the show, we always say, if you can stay away from copyright issues, stay away from copyright issues. Absolutely.
And then also, if you're an artist, why do you want to do a piece of art that's already been done by somebody? Because they've already, they're already did it, so they're the ones who are, da-da. Yeah. So you're not going to get no da-da because you copied someone who's great. You know, they're great art. Make your own great art.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about the Marines here and everything, this part of your career. Let's step back to when you were a kid. What got you into drawing and to art?
My father was an artist, you know, even though when his age was, you got to get a job. You can't do art.
Real job.
You got family. You got to make money.
Get a real job. Yeah.
You know, and then my brother, he was a good drawer. So I just thought, wow, this is great. He can sit there and draw a dragon. He can just draw a dragon. And so, hey, I want to draw this dragon. And from there on, I started going to school. So I said, oh, give it to Derwin. He'll draw. And so, everybody, it seemed like, oh, hey, I have friends who want me to draw things for them. And I thought that being an artist is like the easiest, you know, why I don't need to work. I might as well be an artist because I can draw.
You can really pull in the box, you know.
There you go. Yeah. Well, no,
with money. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you actually thought, you know, you actually knew that this was going to be a career move at some point.
Yeah, you know what? And this is a true story. When I, you know, back in grade school, we had a counselor. Mm-hmm. And the counselor asked me, what do you want to do? I said, I want to be an artist. And he said, well, son, you will be 25 different things before you get to your career in life, you know what I mean, because of your age. And I actually said, no, I'm going to be an artist. But maybe I should have listened to him. But anyways, and let me go back to, I want to do art because it's so easy. Trust me, as we all know who does art, there's nothing easy about it. It's you know, it's a passion. You work hard at it. You got to work hard at it.
Yes. You know, there's the good old deadlines. The client's always right. That kind of thing.
Well, I've never had issues with that because, you know, client said, I want a red doorknob here in the middle of the artwork. And I said, come on, you know, it's not going to work. I will give him my opinion. And the bottom line is he's writing a check because I'm doing his work. It's not my work, but I'm doing his work. So I said, here goes you. But I have to say something first.
Now, speaking about clients, earlier you were telling us the story. You worked with the Jim Henson Company, I believe, regarding art.
Well, I did a piece of artwork for Sesame Street.
Okay. Oh, so everybody knows about Sesame Street.
You know,
and I'm sure they were very protective of their brand.
They were like every little line I had on each figure, I think they were like taking little tools and measuring.
Bird's nose.
This was right. The days before they could scan it in and actually check dimensions on the computer. This is just eyeballing it.
No, there's no computers yet. You know what I mean? This was the art time. No, if I can say it.
Big Bird's eyes aren't close enough.
Well, they were checking everything, you know. And when you look at it, the work, it's, you know, it's really simple looking. That doesn't mean it's simply done, but it's simple looking art. This is not like a Rembrandt painting. It's just line drawings and colors.
But you're missing one of those rings on Big Bird's leg.
That's right. Yes. That's right. That's absolutely right.
Oh, I'm sorry. He has this many feathers on this shoulder.
And this color yellow.
Oh, I'm sure that you probably did.
Oh, they did. You know, I had PMS squares for each and make sure I hit them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So our Pantone here does not agree with your art color.
That's true, you know.
Yeah. But you do, you know, I'm sure you totally understood they had a brand and they knew how to protect it.
Truthfully, if you're gonna be an illustrator, you know, as I was, you know what I mean? And all illustrators understand this. The client knows best. He knows what he wants. You know, we're there to provide work for him. If he says, here's what I want, you know, you want him, you want to show them that I can make it even better, but hey, it's his baby and we're here to produce it for him.
Right. And you've dealt with a lot of different clients. Can you go through, tell us how you made money being an artist through your life?
Well, if I can say, as an illustrator, you know, you're doing a job. Here's a job, here's a check. Here's a job, here's a check. Whereas later on in life, as I became a fine artist, mm-hmm. and there was a period of time I was a fine artist and I was still doing illustration. And at that time, I'm thinking, boy, being a fine artist is an easy way because I'm still getting a check. Really, I was getting a check from my illustration. Well, not from the fine art yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then all of a sudden when I left my last job of illustration, a real reality sets in, like, oh my God, it's pretty tough trying to make a living as an artist. You know, because it's not a regular paycheck like when I was working for a company, working mm-hmm. as an illustrator for a company. But yeah, I would, I had a few people who represented me around the Detroit area, and they said they'd give me a call. So we, you know, I did a Mustang for the Ford people. I did Mad Cars for Oldsmobile that went in a newspaper. I used to do illustration for Detroit News for the Sunday, you know, the Sunday paper. Like I did one for a Grand Prix painting I did in there. Then I had my own clients, like WJR was my client. I did this one billboard, and this was great. So anyways, the billboard, not that my billboard is great, but the billboard was flames and bullet holes. And I think they set this billboard up in Southwest Detroit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So then after that board went up, later, I'm watching, you know, news comes on at 11, there's nothing, you only got three channels still, kind of. So the news, and all of a sudden they show all these people picketing this WJR billboard.
Why?
That I designed and painted, you know what I mean? And they're picketing, and they're upset because it's not, they don't want their city to look like, you know, in their area, people think it's violent. So then I go to my normal job on Monday, and I get a call from the guy at WJR. He says, can you come up and see me? And I go, ooh, he's probably going to be mad. You know what I mean? And so anyways, I say, yeah, I'll be over there at lunch. And so I come up there, go up to the, you know, top of the Golden Tower, as they say.
Kahuna.
And then walked in his office, he jumps up and shakes my hand. He goes, did you see us on the news? People were on your picketing your billboard?
Publicity.
Oh, my God. He said, I said, oh, well, yeah. You know? But he okayed it anyway. So he right. you know, but I did like Tigers, WGR, Detroit Tiger Baseball, but there would be Tigers of paintings. And I did another one where it had three of the Red Wings skating just from the shoulders to the hip. And it said the Iceman Cometh was one of my billboards out on the freeways.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people have seen those out there in the audience.
Oh, yes. Well, I think that one's kind of iconic.
It depends on how old your people who listen to this. You know what I mean? So.
Right. And we're mostly talking about kind of Detroit-type things. Yeah. You know, and I know there's listeners from everywhere, but just hearing the words Detroit brings an image.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it's a, well, you know, we all know that if you go on vacation with a Detroit shirt, Everybody back off a little. Oh, he's from Detroit, you know.
Yeah, and people tend to leave me alone.
Yeah, you know, whatever works. But I just, you know, back to the real fast to the billboard. Mm-hmm. I did the artwork that they sent over to Gannett, and then Gannett would blow the artwork up. I didn't know if someone says, you mean it was up on the billboard? You know, painting it? No, it's just...
Oh, those huge, you know, rolls of paper. Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. So...
But I was about to say, you know, you struck me as being a very modest person, mm-hmm. as opposed to all the great accomplishments you've acquired, you know, you've achieved through your lifetime so far as an artist and an illustrator. I mean, Silver Surfer, the first airbrush poster. Tell us about that. How did that happen?
Pollard, if on the poster you'll see Pollard.
Keith Pollard, yeah.
Keith Pollard and Coffee, okay? So Keith Pollard, he's we kind of worked in the same place at different times. Sounds crazy. But anyway, so he did the Punisher for I don't know how long, but he didn't do airbrushing. So then he contacted me because he needed a, you know, Marvel contacted him, said, we got a Silver Surfer, can you airbrush it? So he said, of course, he's not going to turn down money. I mean, no, and I don't mean, that doesn't sound right. Keith's a great man. But at this time, we're all trying to make a dollar, pay bills, right? Oh, so yeah. You're not turning any job down. That's what I'm saying about that. So anyways, Keith called me up and said, hey, I know you do airbrushing. Would you like to do a Silver Surfer? Said, yeah, I'd like to do a Surfer. So then anyways, he says, we'll split the money, and then but I'd like to get my name put on the painting. I said, that'd be great, you know what I mean? So that's how I got. That was for me a highlight, a real feather in my cap. For me, I mean, I'm just personally, that was personal accomplishment.
And you're saying that that poster was on a TV show.
There was a TV show called My Secret Identity, and at the beginning, opening scenes of each show was the kid would like go to his dresser drawer and open the drawer, and right there on the wall was the Silver Surfer poster. So
right on.
Anyway, so it was, you know, whatever. I mean, it's like so silly, but it was.
Because did you grow up reading comics?
Oh, me and your dad, we collected comics. We love comics. I think we had, which don't sound much, but we had way over 1,000 each. You know what I mean? I even had a 1938 Superboy, where he fights this gorilla in the Congo or something. It didn't have the cover on it, just the, you know what I mean?
But now you draw more animals and very lifelike drawings.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, so as an illustrator, which was very exciting, is someone would say, see this? This is my product. I want you to make this product look really nice. Look, paint it. You know what I mean? And it's funny, no matter how silly someone brings something, this is so important to them, and they'll tell you these interesting little stories about, you know, how this cap was made. And, you know, and I mean, I'm not being disrespectful, because I'm going, wow, inside I'm going, it's a bottle. But they're like, because they're dependent a lot on this product for them, you know what I mean? And they have so much involved in this bottle, and yet they're explaining it to me, and I'm buying it. I'm believing in them. I love that they're so in tune, but inside it's a bottle. But I'm going to do my best to make it look great so they can move on with their selling their bottle. So, which is really, that's a fun thing about being an illustrator, because you get all these little stories.
Well, to me, it's just a horrible hamburger. But to McDonald's, that's their product.
You see an airplane go by, it says McDonald's, that hamburger bought that plane. But, right, so anyway, so as an illustrator, I did all varieties of anything with some, can you do this, can you do that, would you paint this? So I always did, and then in 2001... I was getting to the point where, coming to the end of my career, if I could, I wanted to make a change. And so me and Carol, my better half, we're walking through a Dearborn Art Fair, and she says, why don't we do this? She said, why don't you do this? And I says, we can do this, because I don't want to be standing out there on a weekend by myself. I'd rather have her there. So, if it's an enjoyable weekend. You got work, put up your tent, put your art out there. But, you know, there's downtime, busy time, so she can handle half the work, you know, the business part of it. So we got into the art fairs. And
art fairs are very different from Comic-Cons.
Yeah.
It's a very different clientele, different atmosphere.
Taco wagon.
Very different.
And So as an artist, if I'm going to be an artist, like as an illustrator, I did hundreds of different things. Let's just say if I wanted to become, or I want to be known, you know what I mean? I had to pick a subject. You know, I could have painted motorcycles. I could have picked puppies, cats, dogs, lighthouses.
Oh, if you would have picked cats, you know, I mean.
That would have been a cat's meow, you know what I mean? Or it would have been a catastrophe. But anyways, well, I decided.
The first one was to put the cats on the internet. You know, you would have made it big.
There you go. Absolutely. Oh, I know. But so I just decided to do. I've always loved animals. And so I wanted to get known for something. And then you mentioned ocean life.
Yes, we noticed that you did. You painted a lot of aquatic life.
When I first get going in my own, I love the oceans. You know what I mean? So I painted sea life. In fact, we'd be at an art fair and there'd be a customer down there going, "I'm looking for the fish guy," you know, because every year you'd see me at Plymouth. We do Plymouth. We did about 13 a year art fairs. So now if I can say my images are worldwide. Whatever that means, but that's what, you know.
And they're licensed, and they're in puzzles?
Yep, yes, puzzles. In fact, that the fourth one, I just got a puzzle about 4 months ago, the fourth puzzle. And then there's a book coming out for Schuster. Who's
Simon Schuster.
Simon Schuster, next year. And it's a coffee table book, and it has eight of my pieces in there.
Nice.
And it's all the amphibian stuff I did. But the woman who contacted me, what it is, I think she's, I'm making this up, I think there's, I don't know the complete story, but there's like 20 different artists, and each of us have like, you know, 3 or 4 pages for our artwork. So she contacted me, says, yeah, we're doing a book on reptiles in art, cool. You know what I mean? I haven't seen it yet, so I'm just waiting to 2017 to see how that comes out.
Where can you get these puzzles?
Oh, you can just Google Amazon, or Google my name. If you Google my name, a lot of things will show up.
Okay, so all you have to do is Google Durwood Coffee, and you'll have plenty of opportunity to go through your art, go through some licensing stuff like lighters and puzzles.
Yeah, you know, there's stuff out there. Yeah, I even have.
I will say this. I was Googling your name, and I could not find the Silver Surfer poster.
No, it's hard. You know what? Even Carol's done that over the years. She's Googled it. It's just a hard poster to find. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why. Once in a while, you find it. It's pop. She's seen it. She's seen one that was all beat up and says they wanted so much money for it. And then that went away because someone bought it. But it's just a hard poster to find.
Right, because they made a very limited number.
Yes.
Let's talk about what you did for the Detroit Zoo.
Oh, well, once a year they have a called Sunset in the Zoo. And what it is, it's people donate. A lot of, you know, big companies, everybody donates things. Mm-hmm. So they contact me once each year. And I think this is a fourth or fifth year. And you know, you're probably thinking, well, don't you know the number? But anyways, year goes.
No, we totally understand.
You know, 1 year goes after another. So I do, I get a canvas print made, signed in, you know, with a certificate of
authenticity.
It's easier for you to say. But anyway, so I donate that, and then if they'll go online, there'll be a silent auction, and people bid on it, and that money goes to help the animals.
Now, do you have any art being displayed anywhere right now?
I have a show going on right now at university called Gifts for Art at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Hmm. And they have, like, I think 8 galleries. And if I can say this, they gave me the main gallery.
Nice.
So, wow. So, in fact, the name of my show is Deep Ocean because it's all my ocean stuff. And I have one of my paintings is 4 feet by 15 feet. And it's really 3 4x5 canvases, but it's a triptych. And it's all humpback whales, and it's named called Heading North. Mm-hmm. And I just love this piece. I mean, and I had a show in November at the Cherry Hill Village Theater, which I showed for the first time. Mm-hmm. When I brought it home and got contacted by Gifts of Art, I still worked on it. After my show, I still worked another 5-6 weeks on it, you know what I mean? Because I just wanted to sweeten it up even more.
Now, your artwork, what medium are you using?
Acrylics. I have painted acrylics.
Now, here's a huge question that I hear from a lot of artists who paint with acrylic. Mark, how do you keep your paints from drying out so fast? And I said high slow, but that stuff gets kind of goopy. So Durwood, you use acrylics. How do you slow down the drying process of acrylic paint?
Well, I have a palette with the lid on it, or you could just use saran wrap. But I have a palette with this lid on it, and I have this, I get blotting paper. All right, let me give a shout out to Greens in Rochester. So I was buying my blotting paper at Dick's on Michigan Avenue.
Right on.
And they changed, and the guy, I even took the paper and I showed them the difference, because I went in there to buy blotting paper 2 weeks ago, and they said, oh, this, you know, I bought the last three sheets. And this was not good blotting paper, because when they put it down, I cut out, put it in my palette, and got it wet, the blotting paper was already starting to, like, fall apart. And they go, no, it's the same blotting paper, but it's not. So anyways, I called Greens in Rochester. And it's like, you know, you need a passport to go way out there.
I can't get any more happy trees.
You know, so then they had a sheet of the blotting paper. So I'm back to it's a really good blotting paper. I cut it out, put it in my base of my palette, and I keep that wet. And then I put my paint on there. You know, I go around the outside, when the white down the middle, and I put the lid on it, and I sit it in a refrigerator for a day. So that one day after I set it up, the paint, the acrylic paint, it starts to get creamy, and boy, you can just like, it moves much better. You can get, you can really get it to go. Whereas when you first get acrylic paint out of the tube, it's plastic.
Yeah.
All right? And it drags like plastic. So after it sets in a day, it softens up. And then I also use a matte media, 50% matte media and 50% glaze, and then the rest, 50% water at times I mix. Because after I do paint a layer, I'll throw that down, then I'll start another layer.
This is some awesome advice for all you art people out there who are into painting on canvas and whatever else with acrylics. Thank you so much, Druid, for that information.
And this is part of the show where I say the video is way different from the audio, so we always love our audio listeners, absolutely. The video people got to see the mock-up of the show at U of M that Durwood was talking about. We displayed that and a few of his other arts. But if you really want to go see his art, you can always check out
MediaLittersandwich.com.
We'll have a link. You could just Google Durwood Coffee, or you can go to the website. What's a good website, Durwood?
There's GailDickersonArt.com. And then my own website is fineartamerica.com.
Yeah, so to wrap up, I mean, Durwood, you always knew you wanted to be an artist, and you did it. And somehow it came out in the Marine Corps of all places. Yeah.
Who would imagine?
Yeah. And you've done many different corporate gigs, and eventually, you know, now this is your primary source of income. I know you're retired.
Well, you know, there's, yes. Yeah, I mean, well, okay. You know, I'm, but, you know, you're retired, you're getting Social Security, mm-hmm. you get a little money from the company that I worked, you know, worked for. So, yes, but I mean, you know, I'm just painting every day.
This is both your retirement and your day job, and it's just fun, right?
Yes, it's exciting. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, though, about my art is that I work very hard at it. I mean, you know.
Don't worry, man. See, that's the whole thing. If you have the love for what you do, it isn't so much work and labor as it is, you know, producing something out of your own heart, man. That's awesomeness. Yes. You know, how many people out there can say, I love what I do?
You know, absolutely. You know? And then real fast, too, shout out to all the people who want to be artists and all this. You know, life gets in the way. And art is a lifelong journey. So don't, you know, you're working at McDonald's or you're working at the grocery store or you're working at another shop. You say, no, I'm not getting my art done. You know, you got your whole life, you're doing artwork. You just got to take care of business, take care of responsibilities, and just try to find a little moment for your art. But it all comes around again. You don't lose. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or did that not make sense?
Or you spend your bowling night sitting in the back room talking on microphones, hoping someone's listening. Totally understand.
Isn't this great?
Okay, so we got Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com.
It's all about William, although we didn't really get to hear anything about William.
I said a few things.
So where do we find you at, William?
Allaboutwilliam.com.
Which is photography, and I'm videography. You can find my stuff at Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK. And, you know, Mark has done so much art and stuff, but we, you know, totally, this has been a fantastic time. Thank you, Durwood, for being here. Well, and I hope you.
Yes, people, much respect, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And
thank
if you'd like more of Durwood, check out his websites. Comment, you know, we totally read our comments. Go ahead and rate this, whatever you're listening to or watching. So you can comment, you can rate, you can check out our discussions on Facebook, on the Facebook group Media Layer Sandwich. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Hope you enjoyed our discussion.